The bigger problem at Time Inc. was the same as the one at the Times. The magazine company did not want Apple to own its subscribers and prevent it from having a direct billing relationship. Time Inc. wanted to create apps that would direct readers to its own website in order to buy a subscription. Apple refused. When Time and other magazines submitted apps that did this, they were denied the right to be in the App Store. Jobs tried to negotiate personally with the CEO of Time Warner, Jeff Bukas, a savvy pragmatist with a no-bullshit charm to him. They had dealt with each other a few years earlier over video rights for the iPod Touch, even though Jobs had not been able to convince him to do a deal involving HBO's exclusive rights to show movies soon after their release. He admired Bukas's straight and decisive style. For his part, Bukas respected Jobs's ability to be both a strategic thinker and a master of the tiniest details. Steve can go readily from the overarching principles into the details, he said.